Make Money Making Videos podcast.
Today, I'm going to be giving some tips to my beginners out there, stuff to keep in mind when you're starting freelance video production, catered towards video editors and videographers out there. And by all means, this is going to be some tips, some pointers, stuff that you could keep in mind when starting out. And I'm going to start it off with something that I don't think I've ever talked about on the channel before, which is interesting and exciting to me because I always want to explore different aspects of my content. I don't want my content to be stale, and tell me if my content's getting stale because I'll switch things up. You know what I mean? But the first thing is going to be to keep your taxes in mind, all right? This is something not a lot of people talk about, but it's very, very, very important, to be honest, man. I'm paying my first set of taxes in like 2 months or something, so it's obviously on my mind. Keeping your taxes in mind if you're a freelancer is super important, and you could run into some trouble if you don't. I've never really had a regular job, to be totally honest with you. I've always been pretty entrepreneurial, making my own kind of lane and stuff, but I assume, or what I've heard about a regular job is that they pay your taxes for you, right? They take that out of your check and you never really see it. I'm pretty sure that's how like a regular job works. With freelance, it's not working like that. You've got to be your own accountant, and you've got to be paying your own taxes. Meaning if you get a paycheck for, let's say $1,000 or something, not the whole $1,000 is yours, and some of that is owed to taxes. Whereas a regular job, if you get $1,000, you might only get, fucking $800 of that, or not $750, or whatever your percent is wherever you live in the world, whatever percentage of tax you gotta pay. Now, keeping your taxes in mind and setting up a system for keeping track of this stuff that just does itself. For example, I just do invoices. Invoices at the end of the day, I just have all my invoices building up for my video production and PayPal for an actual, for my video editing, all my online stuff that I do for clients. PayPal, very simple. They got a good invoice system there, keeps track of everything for you. And then also, you can go to an invoice creator and send individual invoices to people and save that in a folder on your computer for the actual film work that you're doing. Obviously, I'm trying to explore both perspectives, video editor and videographer. I do both, so they both work a little bit different in terms of keeping your taxes, because online is very simple to send someone an invoice over PayPal, and PayPal keeps track of all that for you. But set up an invoice system, set up some sort of way to keep track of your taxes, so at the end of the year you're not terrified when you send your stuff to your accountant or whatever and they tell you how much you got to pay. Get an accountant as well. You probably need an accountant, to be honest. I got an accountant now, you need them, to be honest, because or else it's a lot more effort on you. But next up, don't be afraid to work for free. The reason I took a big deep breath right there is because it's pretty controversial in the freelancer community. A lot of people say, don't do this, you're undervaluing yourself. But I agree. If you got a track record of work that you've been paid for, no, of course you shouldn't work for free. I wouldn't work for free right now unless the gig was huge, like some big company or something approached me, said, I don't know, some random scenario, right? I'm sure if the value that I could get back from working for free was enough and I deemed it to be worth it, I would still work for free even today, and I'm making thousands of dollars every single month. I got to pay the rent for my office. I got to pay my mom rent, all that sort of stuff, right? And I would still work for free right now if the value I could receive back for working for free was enough. So the value exchange needs to be there. Now, in the beginning, it is there, unless you have a track record, like I said. There's this kind of stigma about working for free because the creative community think they're worth so much, but the reality of the market is if people aren't paying you that, you're not worth it. So if you don't have a booking today and nobody knows that you're worth this money, even if you could do that, you gotta find some sort of ability to show people that you're worth that, right? So think about it like this analogy, not even analogy, like a God damn it. I failed all my stuff at school. I'm not very good at that. I forget the actual word. Metaphor. I'm pretty sure this is a good metaphor right here, right? So you wouldn't go into a job and expect them to hire you like a corporate job without like a resume, for example, would you? If say you just walked into a corporate job and say, hey, everybody else here is getting paid 60 grand a year. I'm worth that because I say so, and you should hire me and pay that 60 grand a year, just like everybody else is. If you don't have a resume, they're gonna look at you like you're nuts. So that's essentially how it is in the creative industry. If you're walking in expected to be paid something and you don't have a resume, AKA in the creative industry, your resume would be your past work, which would be showcased in a showreel or portfolio. If you don't have a resume, you can't expect to be paid. You just can't. So in the beginning stages, you have to work for free. Free could mean very, very cheap. If they say, hey, well, you know, if you say you're worth that, how about you come out and do it for $20 and then next time we'll give you the $200 that you say you're worth because you would have proved it to us, something like that. You know, in the early stages of my video production career, I worked for free, hands down. You know, I also got into certain positions where my older brother worked for like a company that they were able to, you know, hire me based on my older brother's co-sign of me to do a little bit of work, which gave me a little bit of freelance stuff. But in terms of the actual filming stuff, I never had a real hookup at all. I had to work for free at first, then start working for 30 pound. I'd go to the club, you know, I do a lot of live event videography. So that was the main stuff I was doing. Go to the club, film, you know, the whole club, make a promo video for them for like 30 pound. That's about $50. Then I leveled up to like 50. Then I leveled up to like 75. Then 200, 300, so on and so on. And now, you know, my price really varies depending on the client. So if I got a client who I don't think they got too much money and I still want to get the job, I'm going to go in for a couple hundred. If I think I can stretch it a bit, I'm going to try push that up. And that's a pretty good strategy. But working for free, important in the beginning. Finally, the harder you go, the easier it gets. This should be a slogan. Hands down, it is a slogan. Fuck it, it is. That's my new t-shirt slogan. I'm gonna make t-shirts next week. The harder you go, the easier it gets. Hands down, very, very true. This probably applies to loads of other stuff, but the harder you go, the easier it gets, as in the original stages when you're starting your video production career, whatever, go hard as fuck and don't look at the money. Don't look at any of this stuff. Just try work on as many possible projects as you first can in that year. You want to put yourself in front of as many potential future clients as you can, and they'll be current clients, obviously, or current jobs that you're dealing with. Because the more work you do, the more people you get in front of, the more recurring potential recurring clients you're gonna get back because they liked your work, and also the potential referrals you're gonna get based on that work. Now, obviously, you gotta be holding it down, doing a good standard of work, but 100%, the harder you go, the easier it gets. The harder you go in the first stages, the easier it's gonna get later on, the more recommendations you're gonna get, the more repeat clients you're gonna get. It's like a snowball effect. Go really hard in the beginning. Don't be afraid to work for free. Keep your taxes in mind. My freelance tips to you beginners out there.
All right, thank you guys for finishing another episode of the Make Money Making Videos podcast. By all means, give me some feedback over on the YouTube comment page telling me if you're actually transitioning to listening to the podcast, the audio version, more than the visual version. Obviously, you could do more. You could actually be working and listening to this. You could be walking the dog listening to this. You could be doing any number of things listening to this. It's much more time efficient. Tell me if this is working out for you. Thank you for watching.